Gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you once again, O Lord our God, for bringing us into this sanctuary one more time for this last service of today. Lord, we thank you because your word is so certain that says that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away unfulfilled. And your promised word is where two or three are gathered together in my name. There I will be in their midst. Before we ever settle down to our talk, we already have you before we came here. We appreciate you because of your presence, Heavenly Father. Lord, when you come in the midst of your people, not as an onlooker, not as a spectator, not as a recording angel. Oh Jesus, you come in the midst of your people to bless, to save, to set free, to deliver, to baptize us with the Holy Ghost, and to heal and to meet every need. Help us, our Father. Just once more, Lord, may you make your presence manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Sunday school period. Thank you for the morning service. Thank you very much for your wonderful grace and little time of recess, Heavenly Father. Lord, we have come again, O Lord our God, for the last service. May you be gracious unto us. Father God in heaven, we pray, O Lord, that you remove every hindrance, obstacle out of our way. Give us victory over every wicked plans of the enemy, spirit that causes him to doze off to sleep up or to cause their mind to be wandered away. Absent-mindedness, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless our garden together. Help your servant to Lord our God as he finishes his service. With them, Bakatari, bring him back home safely unto us. Bless the saints, O Lord. Across the nation, prayer service, O Lord our God, is being held again for this evening time. Thank you, our Master. May we live here, O Lord our God. Bless people. Renew strength, O Lord our God. Refresh his our God. Thank you, our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shall we turn in our Bibles again this afternoon to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Hebrews chapter 6. By the grace of God, we want to that we finish this sermon this evening from Hebrews chapter 6, from verses 13 to the end. And when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of such promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is to us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. The Lord bless his word this afternoon to our church. Be seated. God bless you. I'm sorry for the episode on the Wednesday. Please, church, all of you, pardon me. I was having some kind of discharge in my eyes about almost 3 weeks ago. Then I went to a chemist. I bought eye drop and I was using it somehow. And that evening I was fine. Ever before I left the room there, only to go to find out to do. The blood was just there, his charge was just there. Things just somehow covered my face and my eyes. And on Thursday I have to go to the doctor again and complain. This is the situation of things with me. Then he examined me and he told me that age is affecting me one way or the other, and that I should be using my lenses when going out and when reading. Because I told you that last year it was fine with me when I traveled, that by the time I came back I found out I could read clearly without the glasses, because I've just got this new one there. This was my hand. And I could read and I gave testimony here. And God has been helping me only just a week ago when I saw changes. So he told me I should be using my lenses. And then he gave me an eye drop that will help me to clear the discharge and things. So I'm very sorry. God bless you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to see how we can finish this sermon this evening by the grace of God. It's well by himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At the beginning of the beginnings, the first and the last, the Almighty God, who knows the ending from the beginning, he swore by himself unto Abraham and to his seed after him. He made an oath of that covenant that he was going to save Abraham and his seed after him. And because Abraham obeyed God, when God told him to take his only son, the only begotten son whom he loved, to go and sacrifice him in a place that was going to show him, Abraham obeyed. And then Jehovah God came down in that Genesis chapter 22, verses 16 to 18, that because you have done this, in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply thy seed after you. And in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And your seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Hallelujah. And I swear to Abraham that you could be sure, know this for sure, that your seed will sojourn in a strange land 400 years. And they will mature there. And when the 400 years come on the door, I will come and deliver them, bring them out, and punish that nation. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then we went through scriptures like that, you know, which we are not going to go by, because we are going to finish that by the grace of God. But I want to just read through. Let me say this. From where we stopped on Wednesday, I feel led to read this. Page 210, paragraph 210. Listen to this. Then if you are Abraham's seed, you can't dispute with God. Amen. Abraham's seed is a part of this Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That's why I told us, but Abraham said, until you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will argue the word of God. Whether directly or indirectly, whether you argue, whatever it is, your action will show, and your reaction will show. May God help us. Let me say this, that You are blessed of the Almighty God. If truly you will stay with the word of living God and listen to divine instruction, and you listen to the wisdom of the Almighty God, not ungodly advice from an ungodly person. But when you listen and you hear godly advice, godly admonition, godly counsel, if you stay with it, you are blessed. If you reject it, otherwise. May God help us. Because, let me tell you, the place I'm going on Tuesday, they have a missionary pastor. He goes there, maybe once in 3 months or once in 2 months. And the people there, they are almost illiterate. As I would say, only a few maybe that can read, maybe a little Yoruba Bible and things like that. But they have somebody there that is their deacon. Listen very well. A deacon, he cannot read this Yoruba. He can only communicate in Yoruba because he's from the other side, no, close to the other side of Benin Republic, between Nigeria and Benin. So you can see the situation of the people. He can't read this Yoruba. It is what they read to him, he communicates with them. May God help us, church. You see, may you not miss your day of visitation. And may you not miss or lose your day of grace. You should always learn to appreciate God that God has given us a godly pastor and wonderful minister. That place, oh goodness, how they do it, I don't know. But when you get there now, within the few days you are going to spend, the things change a little. May God help us. Because while the man cannot in Yoruba, how he communicate to them, he is just by the grace of God. We should not be ingrates. God help us. Hallelujah. Alright, paragraph 212. Where we stop. God said, paragraph 211 says, and God said, I will swear by myself. Amen. Because there is none I can swear by. In the greatest thing, there was. That is God. He said, I will swear by myself that I will save Abraham and his seed. That's right. Now, who is the seed of Abraham? Those who are filled with the Holy Ghost are seed of Abraham. Take note, not seeds. Are you there? Because Galatians 3:16 says, when God was speaking to Abraham, Apostle Paul said, when God made the promise to Abraham, he said, and to thy seed, not seeds, as of many. Because Abraham had other children apart from Isaac. Remember, Isaac was the only son of promise. God help us. And not to seeds, but as of one, which is Christ Jesus. So it is only through Christ Jesus you can be part of God. I can be part of God. Alright? Look. For Abraham came Isaac. Through Isaac came Christ. How do we get into Christ then? We can only be Christ. The Bible says, you are dead in Christ. You that are dead in Christ and are taking on Abraham's seed. And an heir according to the promise. Is that right? Galatians 3:29 says, and we be in Christ, we become Abraham's seed and joint heirs with him of the promise. Are you there? We can, okay? Is that right? Those that are dead in Christ are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So through that blood said, through your natural blood said, was broken away, and you are enshrouded with the blood said of Abraham's seed. Who is Abraham's seed? Jesus Christ. Amen. When he died on Calvary, when his side was pierced by Roman spear, the blood that came out of him, the prophet now said, you and I, we are enshrouded. It's wonderful. And you are enshrouded with the blessing of Abraham's seed, which is Christ. In that blessing, not iniquity and filth and nastiness. Inside of that blessing, can only attain the life of God, which is the Holy Spirit. And you can no more be destroyed than God himself can be destroyed. What a promise. For it is a part of God. And you can only be manifest if you have been in him before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. I will raise them up at the last day. That is the promise as we read the scripture in John chapter 6. Jesus said, all that the Father has given to me will come to me. And then that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. Because the commandment the Father gave to me, I should not lose none of them. But that I be in the last day, I should raise them up. Those that are justified, those who he has justified, he has already glorified. And in the presence and the mind of God, every man born again of the Holy Ghost is glorified in his presence now, waiting for the time of redemption. My man, you see, God through grace has called you to Abraham's seed. Through sovereign grace, God called Father Abraham. He gave him the sign of circumcision that he has received his faith. Amen. He confirmed his faith unto him by giving the sign of circumcision. And in this time now, in the spiritual side of the true seed of Abraham, God gave us the circumcision of the Holy Ghost. Now, the first one is to cut off the surplus of the flesh. Are you there? But now, it is to cut off the surplus of the flesh, the heart, anything Adamic. When the Holy Ghost comes, is circumcised the heart. God help us. And every one of God's, Abraham sees Almighty God swear by himself, he will raise him up. God said he will take care of it. How do you become Abraham sees? By being dead, your life is by, not by better, not sprinkling, but by one water, no, but by one spirit, are we all baptized into this blessed, which is Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. By one Holy Spirit, we all are baptized into one body. Glory be to God. In the original, was only one blessed, and we are baptized in there with him, and he was the Son of God. And we are sons and daughters of God, joint heirs in the kingdom, believing everything the Father says is the truth. Hallelujah, brother. Amen. Faith in the Father, faith in the Son, faith in the Holy Ghost, three in the one. Demons will tremble and sinners away. Faith in Jehovah will everything shake. That's right. True. There is the blood said. Where was it began? One blood said. Is that right? What was inside that blood said? The life of God. What happened to that blood said? It was speared by sin. A Roman spear speared it. Why? Because sin was placed upon him. Hallelujah. And it pleased God. Justification was brought right there. God said, that settles it forever. There it is. And that blood said was speared. Amen. And the blood flew out, spread out from around the blood said, like that. When it was broken there at Calvary, what for? To open up the cell where no man had ever entered before. To bring you and I into that blood said, bringing through the blood, washed by the water of the world, through the blood of Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Taking the lost sinner by grace, pulling him through this blessed in here,
and gave him the Holy Ghost. Pull this one over here, give him the Holy Ghost. And we are joint heirs with God in the kingdom of God. The God in you, wake up. No, kill yourself. So God can wake up to you till you realize it. Pull you through the blood cell. Pull you through the spray. What happened to the blood cell? Did it just perish and run out? No, sir. It's spray. It's losing up. So many sons could be born. No. Sons could be born by this one blood cell. This one man. Hallelujah. This one spirit come on the inside of this blood cell. And it created around and around him like that. No one had ever entered, never would they before. But God himself came down and was made a baby in a manger. Come down and was made a man. All this, everything was wrapped around that one blood cell. And it was pierced like that and broke at Calvary. Sin scattered it. God raised him up for justification. Now, oh, glory be to God. He was given up for our sins. But God raised him up for our justification. That believing in him, we have eternal life. Amen. This same spirit lives in here on earth today. And it has got a spray around it like this. No, it's not hard. Where you can't get it, it has loose. It has come in loose, so you can come in. Why? That through the pulling of a sinner, through this blood said to himself, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And when he pulls that sinner through that blood said, he cleanses him from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And brings him in by the Holy Ghost into himself. And the sinner is a new creature in Christ Jesus, baptized in there by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit. Puts him in there, and the part of the man in there is godly. He is a son of God, he is a daughter of God. Any desire of the world is dead, because between him and the world is the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So no more desires of the world. Praise the Lord. The worshiper, once touched, have no desire to be unbelieving. If I can put it that way. Amen. Then he hoped all things. This man now that is now filled with the Holy Spirit, he hoped all things, believes all things. Hallelujah. What God says, he said, that is the truth. Live or die. What difference does it make? It is the truth. I am moving on. Excuse me. Oh, my. Hallelujah. I'm just a little bit informal in my own church. Amen. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Another thing is sinking sand. When all around my soul gives way, then is all my hope and stay. On Christ as all the rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Whether it is money, whether it is popularity, whether it is a big preacher, whether it is this, or whether it is the doctor, whatever, no, whether it's an automobile, or what, no, or whether it is this, that, or the other, all other ground is sinking sand. Amen. How much more I have, though, I notice it. As I see the air is gray, what I got left around my head, my flesh withering away. My only hope is there. Glory be to God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added. Lord Jesus, take me by the hand and lead me on. Let me move on, Lord God. Just not pay any attention to anything of the world, but look into Christ, the author and finisher of my faith, who for his soul, for the glory of God, laid down his life that he might offer himself as a sacrifice. that he might bring me into fellowship with him in the Father. That he might bring you in into fellowship with the Father. This is wonderful. Only through that atonement of the blood of Calvary, we can only have true fellowship. There it is. How could sinners ever look at that? Look at that and walk away. It is beyond anything I can think of. May God help us, church. All right, quickly now. Verse 19 says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Here it goes again. An anchor of the soul. That's verse 19. Remember, we are now in verse 19. Remember in verse 18, he has already spoken to us. And that's why the prophet extended the teaching like that. To this, to what, you know, where we started the day, I mean, where we continue on Wednesday. That by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation. Hallelujah. Amen. Who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. So there's a hope that is set before every true genuine believer in God. God help us. Here it goes. An anchor of the soul. Which hope you have as an anchor? When anything is anchored, it can't move. Don't forget about the ship in the sea. When it's tossed here, it's going to fall, and water will enter in. The woman said it has an anchor. Nothing can sink it. That is how it is with Christian life. A man that is filled with the Holy Spirit, a woman, a boy or a girl, old or young, that is filled with the Holy Spirit, not his anchor. She's anchor in Christ, who is the war. Because he said, heaven and earth will pass away. My word shall never pass away. And he made us to know that, look, you know, the Antichrist we call will have the false teacher, false Christ, which is false anointed one. Are you there? False prophet. And they will do signs and wonders and miracles. It's so much that if it were possible, they would deceive the very. Let me see. They shall deceive, show signs and wonders to seduce. If it were possible. What are you reading? Sir? This is what is. This is Matthew. Please give us Matthew. For there shall arise false Christ, anointed ones. Are you there? At the end time. And false prophets. But the man said, false prophets will bring false teaching. The people are emotional. They will do signs and wonders and miracles and deny the word of God. They will still be teaching and preaching on Trinity. Every single prayer. If they don't put Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the people around them are not satisfied. But the Bible says, whatever you do in word and deed, do it or not in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but in the name of God Jesus Christ. So they will say, no, they will show, and they shall show great signs and wonders. In so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very. You will say, I want the very, the chosen of God. That's why the woman said, I had Billy Graham preaching the other day and said that the Antichrist has deceived the elect. Robert said, no, sir. The elect cannot be deceived. Because what? The elect is part of that war, which he has been in that lamp of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. So she cannot be deceived. Those who will be deceived are in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. Those whose names were not written in that last book of life before the foundation of the world, those are the ones that shall be, they shall wonder after that Antichrist. Hallelujah, church. I have an uncle that keeps that soul steadfast and sure, while the civilians roll. Anchored in the rock that makes me whole, grounded, safe, and sure, in the Savior's love. This anchor, when I was out yonder, beyond the sea one day, God took this poor, lost sinner and pulled him through that strait. Yes, sir. And brought him over here and anchored me in there. Put his arms around me and everything else, no matter what it is, my soul looks up to thee. Hallelujah. Have an anchor, steadfast and sure, my brother, my sister. Look here. Which hope? You better still repeat it. No, not weave about. No. We are not tossed to and fro with diverse kinds of doctrines. No. We are not of people like that. The bride knows where she's standing. The woman taught us, he told us, he said, the true Christian, the born again Christian, knows where he or she is standing. Oh God. Because he is ordained to stand firm upon the word of the living God. Heaven and earth will pass away. My word shall never pass away from me, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Not weave about. Not being known, you are not steady. You are shaking here and there. No. We are not kind about with diverse kinds of winds of doctrines. No. About with every doctrine and every wind told about from one side to another, taking sides over here and taking sides over there. You don't know what you are doing. You don't know where you are standing. Where you stand. The Bible says, "I will that you will be established." Not saying, "Well, I'm this today and something else tomorrow." May God help us. Let me tell you, no matter how hard things may be, no matter how many will fall away from the faith, the true bride of Christ will stay true till Jesus comes. Anchor your soul in Christ Jesus. Be born again. The life of God living in you, and you know beyond the shadow of doubt that you've passed from death to life. Your whole hope is built yonder in Calvary. The love of God pours through your heart, and you believe every word that God says is the truth. Oh, goodness me. If the word of God says that, look, you know, husband should love the wife. Huh? Is that not the word of God? And the wife should be subject to the husband. Is that not the word of God? When you are living like that, then you are sure you are passed from death unto life. May God help us. That is why we keep hammering. We cannot hammer too much. Receive the Holy Ghost before you get married. Am I shabby? No, if you can catch shabby. Because why? If you don't receive the Holy Ghost before you marry, you are going to have trouble in your married life. Whether you say sweetie, darling, darling, whatever you did, without the Holy Ghost, when trouble comes, you will know better. God help us. And you believe every word of God says is the truth. You are willing to die for any face of it. Glory be to God. Amen. See what I mean? Steadfast and sure. Now look, let me read it again. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Glory be to Jesus. Steadfast and sure. Tony, that not you told Idako to do she, Anko Idako, Idadi not you, stay fast and sure. Glory. And which entered within the veil? That, no, within what veil? What veil am I talking about? The veil of the blood. The blood that Jesus shed for you and me on the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. We have crossed the living veil, where the glories never fail. You know that song we sing here? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've crossed the living veil, the blood where it was living in his side. When they pierced thee, oh my, praise God. If my trouble comes this way or that way, the glories still don't fail. God bless you. He has brought me into his fellowship through the living side of his son, Christ Jesus. Made me a part of him to believe all things. To believe him, to trust him, to stand there. Glories never fail. All things work together for good to them that love him. Do you know that scripture does not stand there? Stop there. He said, all things work together for good. To them that love him. Who are the called? According to his purpose. Those are the predestinated ones. Those are the chosen ones. Those are the ones that God foreknew before the foundation of the world. So whether good, whether bad, all things work together for good. To them that love him. So they will love him. Whether shaking here, shaking there. Even in the presence of AK-47, they will never deny Christ. No matter what they are passing through, they will stand firm. They will not be negative, but they will be positive. Hallelujah. So glories never fail. Hallelujah. My hope is built there. On nothing else. I come through the blood that saved me. I come through the blood that healed me. Anything I have need of, while I'm here, I call for those attributes there from Calvary. And they are mine. They are mine freely. If the Father can give them to me, he will let me know why. But Abraham said, when we ask him for anything, that will be done. Abraham said, if he did not say no, Abraham said, his no's are the same as his yeses. You understand that? If he said no, his no is the same as his yes. May God give us revelation. My faith still, if he says no, my faith still looks right to him, saying, Lord, I believe that you know what is best for me. So I commit myself to you, and here am I. Amen. Oh, there it is. My confidence is in him. In him, the God of heaven. Hallelujah. Now what? Where is the foreigner? Oh my, just look here, look here. I never even noticed this. Look at the last verse here, the 28th verse. What a wonderful thing. Without the foreigner. Verse 20. Without the foreigner is for us entered. Even Jesus made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Are you there? The forerunner, in quote now, the man that went before us, and as one come and took our place, none other but God himself. God became man in the person of Jesus. And he went to Calvary because of you, because of me. To bring man that has gone to hell, let me finish. He came down and made himself a man for a foreigner to prove to the people why he swore by an oath. Oh God, thank you, sir. He was going to do it. Hallelujah. Remember the covenant is, Abraham, I have already saved you and your seed after you. When Abraham thought that he would contribute anything to him, God put him to sleep. But Abraham said, it shows that every sinner ought to go to hell. Nothing to contribute to him. I've already saved you and your seed after you. So he was trying to show the beast, the boss from the sacrifice of the beast. Then when the night came down, there was a whole lot of darkness that engulfed him. And after that goes the white light. Amen. God help you and me. Why? He swore by an oath. He was going to do it. He swore he was going to save us. What a statement. He swore that we could do it. He swore these things to us by himself. Then he came down, was made a foreigner. He made himself a foreigner. He entered here by the world and lived in the world, seen all around him and above sea, because he trusted God. Is that right? Then he went down too and died a sinner, nailed to a cross. Every physical thing showed that he was dead. They beat him. They hung him up there. Well, he bled through to kill him. And then they came, and then he was dead. The heavens declared he was dead. The earth said, he was dead. Everything said, he was dead. The sun refused to shine. Mountains quaked. And there was an earthquake. Everywhere shook. When he said, it is finished. Oh, man. There was a great earthquake. And then the sun went down in the middle of the day because God died. Because of you, because of me. When that woman, somebody said, he said the greatest miracle that Jesus did. No. When he was to die, he said, when that Roman soldier, when he took the spear and ran him, he said, and then the water blood came out. He said, and the man was sick, whether of his, I don't know the problem the man was having, the soldier was having. He said, nah. Even then they said, confess that, oh, truly, this is not of God. Brothers, it was too late. May God help us. Glory be to God. Blood and water, which has separated, showed of grief. And that said, he was dead. Look, if the man was hanging there and blood and water poured out, show that the blood and water had separated. Hallelujah. He was dead and never died from the soul. He never died from the pier. He died because of grief. There is nothing in the world we separate blood from water. Ask any scientist you want to, or any doctor, he will tell you only through hard grief sometimes. That people suffer so hard, you know, in grief, like heartaches and things like that. It sometimes causes a heart attack and kills them when the blood and water separates. Brother, sister, may God help us all. Never to put our trouble too much on our heart. May God help us to just settle it. God knows all things. He's in charge of situations. I've committed everything to his hand. God, let your will be done. Have your way. When we give God a chance, he will have his way. Church, may God help you. May God help me. You see, oh my. Thinking too much about this will cause us this heartache. Let us surrender all into his hands. Leave it there. Take your body to the Lord and do what? Leave it there. Don't go and begin to, no, or put it again. If you trust and never doubt, it will surely bring out of your troubles. It will surely bring out of your problems. Oh, if you trust and never doubt, it will surely bring you out. Take your body to the Lord and leave it there. Praise the Lord. Every little thing you have said, this one you have said, I was talking with the sister of recent. He said, Daddy, I hope you are not being troubled. I said, lie by my God's grace. I said, my sister, by God's grace, nothing moved me. I can only put everything to the hands of the Almighty. He said, that's what I want you to say. May God help you. Because when you see this around you, it's enough to cause your heart to be. Oh, goodness me. When doctor tested me, when he checked my BP, he said, grace of God is upon you. I smiled. I said, thank you, doctor. I smiled. I know it is the grace of God. He said, because a man at your age, he said, you don't have cataract, you don't have glaucoma. He mentioned something, he said, well, if anything after this one, if there's no change, and you see your lenses, he said, then we'll find you. I look at God has already known it. Because Allah should be the Lord. He doesn't do things halfway. Church, may God help our brothers and sisters. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. And the Lord that healed all your diseases. And he was wounded for the transgressions of Ayodele Babalala. He was bruised for the iniquity of Ayodele Babalala. Put your name there. The chastisement of the peace of Ayodele Babalala was upon him. And by strife, Ayodele Babalala was already healed. Glory to God. He sometimes causes a heart attack and kills them when the blood and water separates. Amazing grace. Brothers and sisters, to be healthy, to be strong, it is God. It's God. It's not anything we contribute. It's not by our own good works. It is His mercy and grace upon you and me. Let's always appreciate God and love Him and serve Him. Because what? He swore by Himself. He will possess the gates of the enemy. Amen. And that's what killed the Lord Jesus. He died under the hands of Jehovah. That's right. The full penalty. Justice. For God requires justice. That's right. And there is no man who take his life. He said, I will lay that man. I will lay it down. No man take it from me. I lay it down and I will raise it up again. He said, no man take my life from me. Amen. My sheep that my father has given to me. I'm to raise them up at the in the last day. My father that gave them to me is greater than all. So no man can plunder them. Brothers and sisters, no demon power. Like the pastor will say, let Satan go for more cause. No demon power, no witches, no wizard, no trouble, no problem of life. Money or no money, business is good and no, is no fine, can pluck you out of the hand of the Lord Jesus. They are assured of that, my brother. It's not my work. Let us believe God for that. God help us, church. Amen. And God showing that through the hardest, most cruelest death that mortal could ever die, God ran the forerunner. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. And He came down here as a man. He lived, He ate, He drank, He cried, He slept, He rejoiced with us like man. And he lay down there on the cross and died. And was embalmed with a sword, pulled the blood from His body. He was wrapped in a cloth and put in the grave. And was in the grave for 3 days and nights. And His soul went to hell. The Bible says so, yes, sir. But then He rose again. God wouldn't let His Holy One to see corruption. Amen. Neither would I leave my soul in hell, nor let your Holy One to see corruption. His body did not see corruption. That's why He could tell those Jews, no, at the marriage of Cana in Galilee, destroy this temple. They were not in Jerusalem when they said it. They were in Cana in Galilee. Destroy this temple. Within 3 days, within. Amen. In 3 days, I will raise it up again. He died on Friday afternoon. Thursday, Saturday afternoon, making 24 hours, one day. Is that right? Thomas, you know, the pastor. Is that right? Then, on early morning, the Bible says, and before dawn. First day of the week, before dawn. An angel of God came down from heaven. And there was a great earthquake that shook the whole place. Even the watcher, the soldier, the Roman soldier, that those poor, unregenerated sinners, seed of Satan, went and told Pilate, said that deceiver, when he was alive, he said he was going to raise up, so that the last problem will not be greater than the first. Let us go and see the place, so that his disciples will not come and steal him away. And then they will say, he is risen. Why did they jeopardize their life? He rose again. So when the angel came down from heaven, the last hour, the appointed hour, when the angel came down, there was a great earthquake. The place shook. And at that time, the Bible made us know that even the watchers, they tremble, they fear. They ran. Their feet was even touching their back. They went to the Pharisees. The man is busy, we are going to secure you. If the thing comes to Pilate, we are going to just tell the people that when we are sleeping, in the country of the Parana, when we are sleeping, his disciples came and they took his body away. And the Bible says, They gave them large sum of money. And up to today, the same thing was going on among the Jews. God help us, church. Bribery is of the devil. And I mean, what's wrong? And I will say, The angel now came and run away the soul. Who is greater than God? No man. And sat upon it. And the two women came. There's someone in there, there's someone in there. Who are you looking for? Man, sir, if you are the one that has taken my our Lord away, please tell us where you know you are putting. Oh, the angel said, oh, are you looking for the living among the dead? Glory be to God. Come see where the Lord lives. Behold, he is not here. He is risen from the dead. Brothers and sisters, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because it is, all fear of death is gone. Because I know who wants tomorrow, and I know he owns my life. Jesus is alive forever. How? He's dwelling in me. May God help us, church. He rose from the dead. Amen. And Jesus now came and told himself, because I live, ye live also. Listen. Even the angel told the women, said, go and tell his disciples that he will meet them in Galilee. Are you here? He will meet them in Galilee. Just as he has told the Bible, said, how did the angel know that Jesus told his disciples? He said the angel was there when Jesus was speaking with them. May God help us, church. We thank God for the prophet. Hallelujah. His woman said, I have power to lay down my life. I have power to take it again. Did he take it up? He did. Amen. Oh, my. Hallelujah. And he rose up the third day for our justification. Ascended door. Yeah. What are we talking about? Psalm 16 verse 10 says, and thou will not leave my soul in hell. And I led the Holy One to see corruption. Corruption says he within 72 hours. Is that right? So before 72 hours, 3 days exactly, Jesus rose again. So we are alive today. As he, oh my. Because I did, ye, my disciples, shall live also. God bless you. Living without me, dying he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Far away, he carried my sin. Rising, he justified me. Freely forever. One day is coming. Oh, glorious day. Everything as a forerunner. And as God raised him up, he is obligated. Let me see. Glory to Jesus. Everything as a forerunner. And as God raised him up, God is obligated. To everyone, he is obligated. God himself is obligated. To raise everyone that has gone part of that life in death. What is the part of the life? The Holy Ghost baptism. Are you there? Oh. If you look on your kind, God wants to take my jubilation. Not to me, but to Christ. Amen. It's a promise. He swore by the note. To Abraham, he told of Abraham, he said, and we go to your people at an old age. Amen. That's why death is not starting today. I said death is not starting. Because resurrection is starting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have assurance that he rose from the dead. And because I live, Jesus said, ye shall live also. That's why he said, look, heaven and earth will pass away. My word shall pass away from faith. He said, the world will not see me, but you, my disciples, shall see me. Who is the world? The unregenerated, the sinners, the world system. Jesus said, they will not see him again. But ye, my disciples, thank God. That's why he raised unto us today. And because he foreknew you and me before the foundation of the world. Amazing grace. He included you, included me in that something. That's why we can recognize our day and his message. Our God is wonderful. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. The forerunner took him up into heaven with himself, set him on his right hand, power and majesty. For no far above every moon, the stars, the angels, the archangels, the highest thing that ever was, become the lowest thing that ever was, that he might take that in between and bring to himself, reconcile the world to himself. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. When can you think of it? Holy and highest thing created man a little lesser than he. Man dropped plumb down here to here. The blood of sheep and goats held him this far as potentially until the fullness of time came. Then God came down himself, not an angel, not a cherub. But God came down from heaven and went all the way to hell to bring man up from hell to heaven with him. But God came from heaven and went all the way to hell to bring man up from hell to heaven with him. He came hunting the lost sheep. He found him. Other sheep have I, which were not of this fold. I must go and see for them that there will be one shepherd and one fold. Here you are today, here am I today. Remember, it was not only to the Jews, but to the Gentiles also. For in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Through Abraham came Isaac. Through Isaac came our Lord Jesus Christ. Royal seed of Abraham. Here we are today. What God has done for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He came hunting for the sheep. Lost sheep. He found him and put him on his shoulder. And climbing the ladder today with him, going towards glory. If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. That's what we have today. Robert says, where the strongest part of a man? His shoulder. When the shepherd found the lost sheep, you know, when a sheep is lost, it's completely lost. Is that right? Now he found you, he found me. In our sinful condition, Roman, you see, why not you see? He packed you as a sheep, he packed you on his shoulder so that nobody can touch you. Amen. God bless us. By myself, I was so. That because you have done this, I will do this. So nothing any of us contribute to our salvation. It is just sovereign grace. It is election. Cannot be bought with money. Cannot be bought with popularity. If not, Baba said, we that are accused, whoa, we have no place at all. This salvation will be bought with money. This equate that built 30 billion naira worth of a mansion will not be found. If Abiola in his day, if salvation will be bought, will have bought for 10 generations. But thank God for God for you. So let the politicians do whatever they are doing. This is their own day. The day of the Lord is coming. My brother, my sister, he has renewed you. He has renewed me. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't grumble. I don't know about this. If I was for $10, may God help you. May God help you. Let us pray. Let's commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. Did you get anything from me? Just someone this afternoon. That is the conclusion of that sermon in there. It's 12 by 10. Just always remember, no matter what you are passing through, no matter how things may be so hard, it's 12 by 10. And heaven and earth will pass away. My word shall never pass away. He promised to have a bride, a glorious church, without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle, no portion of worldliness. Adamic fallen nature, completely dead and rot,
in every true son and daughter of God. No more fiddliness, no more worry, no more nastiness. No iniquity found in him or her. No righteousness in him or her. Because God swore by himself that he will do it. And thank God he's still doing it. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. How sweet that sound. Is how sweet it sound. Amazing grace. That say a righteous person, a righteous person like you, like me. I was once lost. You are once lost. But now you are found and found. It's amazing grace. Salvation that cannot be bought with money. Salvation that cannot be bought with riches, with popularity. Oh, man. Having food and raiment, let us have satisfaction thereof. One of these days, everything will come to an end. We have had the Sunday school, we come to here, we come to here. The holy fire of God is coming from heaven and burn off everything of this world. We brought nothing here. It is starting, we are taking nothing away. More concentrated, dedicated life of service unto him. Lord, take me just as I am. May God bless you. As I hand over to the associate pastor, God bless you, my brothers. God bless you, my sisters.
Surface of this earth, we are grateful unto you. We thank you, Lord, for your grace that appeared to Abraham and to his seed, which you know his spiritual seed is Christ. And through Christ, we are brought in as the royal seed of Abraham. We thank you very much for your foreknowledge about us and your election in our life. Dear Father, while we are here, you have admonished us again this evening to cast our cares upon you because you care it for us. You also said we should be careful for nothing. But in everything, with thanksgiving, prayers, and supplication, we should make our requests known unto you. Dear Father, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. And Lord, your watchful eyes is upon us. And you have made a promise that you will not leave us nor forsake us while we are here. We thank you. We know, O God of heaven, that you have proven yourself, O God, unto us several times, that you are a faithful God. Thank you for your word we have had again tonight, of encouragement, of faith. Lord, we thank you very much. We just pray that you will help us as individuals to meditate on these things. Help us, O living God, to cast our cares upon you and to leave them there. Your prophet said that fear does not have virtue. It only adds more to our problem. Lord, but help us with confidence and assurance. Know that you are the only one that holds eternity in your hand. And any problem you cannot solve, we can solve it also. Neither will thinking or talking ever solve it. The only weapon you are giving to us is prayers. Help us to pray and to believe you. Help us to pray and to trust you. Help us to pray and to cast our bodies at your feet and to leave them there. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Dear Jesus, we are living in a world that is so polluted, Lord, with all kinds of demons, wickedness on the right and on the left. But Lord Jesus, we are your children. We pray that for our sake, Lord, you will look upon the afflictions of your children and meet the need of everyone. Meet our needs spiritually, meet our needs physically, meet our needs financially, meet our needs, Lord, materially, meet our needs earthwise, oh Father, in every way that we have them, meet everything, dear Father. See us through, Lord. Though the situation looks tense everywhere, but you are faithful. Lord, we know that it will never go out of hand because you are the one that have the steering in your hand. Lord, we bring ourselves before you that you increase our faith at this time. The faith, oh God, that we walk over every situation and say all is well. Give us such faith, Heavenly Father. In the Old Testament, when the sons of the prophet gathered, there were 100 people. Somebody brought a little food for eating. And they said, what will this one do among 100 people? But when your servant blessed it, all of them ate and it remained. In the New Testament, you do thousands times of that to prove that you are Jehovah God. That same Old Testament, one pot of oil, you multiply it. It increased to several and several, as many as the pot was available. It just shows that both spiritually and physically you care for your people. Lord Jesus, at this time, we have spiritual needs, but the physical sometimes is even more because of the situation of things. We call you on the scene. We pray that you will take over their affairs, Lord. For the sake of your children, do something, Heavenly Father, and rebuild the hands of the enemy and turn things around for your children. We don't have anybody to run to. You are the only one that we have. You are the only hope that we have. Our help can only come from you. You are the only solution that we have. Outside of you, there is nobody else. If you don't help us, then we are helpless. But we are your children. Be our help, dear Father. Stand for us, Lord. Since you have sworn an affidavit to it, O God, that Lord, this business is yours, and you will do it thoroughly. And we know that you are God. You don't change, Lord. Your reputation is at stake. Come on this, Heavenly Father. Prove yourself mighty again in the midst of your people. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you for your healing hands upon our sister. We pray you perfect it to the glory of your name. We bless your holy name. Everyone that is sick and afflicted, thou hast healed Jehovah Rapha. May you extend your healing hands upon your people and perfect the health of your people. It is your own desire according to your word. Lord, I will be in good health and prosper therein, even as our soul prospered. May all of us prosper in health, Lord. Strengthen all your children, dear Father. Take away weaknesses. Take away sicknesses. Take away afflictions. Meet the needs of every family. Meet the needs of individuals. Have your own way, dear Father. The remaining 2 weeks of this year, perform some miracles for us, dear Lord. That we will see your glory in the land of the living. Let it be eternal, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We appreciate your blessings for the day. As we look up unto you for this week, for a wonderful week, O God. Lord, your children that will travel, especially your servant that is traveling on missionary journey, may you go before him. May you go with him. Give him good health. Be his strength. Touch his eyes. Give him wonderful time in your presence. Meet the needs of the people, dear Father. May be an encouragement to them. May it be an encouragement to him. May he come back with abundance of testimonies. Thank you, gracious Father. Lord, as people, Lord, start their holidays, O God, both students and some of the workers, may you be with your children, Father. Watch over travelers. Prosper the business people. Rebuild the forest for the sake of your children. Take preeminence, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful, we are thankful unto you. As you go back home, may your grace go with us, Lord. May this is not leave us, Father. May we meditate upon them. May our faith, Lord, be strengthened, O God. Thank you, Father, that Wednesday we are here, bring us back again for more of your blessings. Hallowed be your name, Father. Thank you, King of glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. God bless you. We thank the Lord for the services of the day and the blessings that we have received from the same. Tim Brady will meet his back. God bless you. You are welcome, sir. Yeah. The evangelist will be taking a journey, as I've had, on Tuesday. I believe Tuesday, sir.
Yes.
And this is journey is going to enter into next year. So as it's going, so it is see you next year. We can be talking on phone. You know, it's going to 3 places. And it just 2 weeks to the end of the year, so the thing is going to enter next year.
Sorry.
Let's be in prayers for him, that the Lord will give him a wonderful time. And then, I think the last 2 years, I spent this New Year something outside home. This year, I had there too. The upper one was Liberia, the last one was Ghana. But this one, by the grace of God, I did here. So, but Baba is taking over that this time. Let's be in prayers for him, that the Lord will be with him. And they bring him back safely with abundance of testimonies. Brother, we just send the message now that Brother Janine, that we announced the other time about the burial of his father. The burial, because some of this burial is not the body itself, you will see to be lower down, but it's just the IAE of the burial. You know, some people, the day they die, the day they will bury them. And but in this place, what they call burial is more than lowering somebody to the grave, especially when it's getting old. Is to make sure that people gather and eat, that the person has gone. That's when the burial is now done. Maybe that's when the person will reach his destination. So, if we see for Tuesday, and let's watch out for the WhatsApp for the, you say 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock on Tuesday. He said he's going to send the details, that's the description of the place, to the WhatsApp group for us to be able to, as many as we be able to make it, to get to the place. And if you cannot get to the place, maybe try to get his number. And when the man died initially, I think we are not aware, to be able to greet him for the departure of his father. I mean, it's part of the culture to greet somebody when something happens, whether good or bad. So, whichever way, but if you can make it, please stand, do so that I will not think that this whole church, people just didn't think of him or whatever. May the Lord be our help. Shall we rise? Copy with you to meet again. 2-2-1, I think.
Oh,